Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, on this Tuesday. It's the last day of February 2017. Thank you for joining us here on American Family Radio. This program is called Today's Issues, and you can check us out on our Today's Issues Facebook page. You can comment on the show there, and you can watch there if you'd like to. Also, we archive.
Yes, we archive all of our shows on AFR.net.
And that includes podcast?
Correct. You can go listen to the podcast, which is essentially the show recorded, hosted on our AFR.net website. You go to Today's Issues show, and you can listen to just about the last month of shows there on the website.
So if you want to take a day and just go from 6 in the morning to 12 at midnight and listen to podcasts from Today's Issues from the last month,
yeah. Yes, sir.
You can do that?
Yeah, that'll cover several weeks of shows if you have all day to listen to that.
Well, I would advise you to do that someday.
Yeah, get some popcorn and a Coke.
Yeah, or Pepsi.
Okay.
Or Dr. Pepper.
Either one.
Or coffee.
We don't discriminate.
No. All right. Also, Fred Jackson. Fred, what's at onenewsnow.com?
Well, our top story right now, as we mentioned a while back at the top of the show today, is the news from Target. Target rattles Wall Street with weak quarter and a poor outlook for 2017. Listen to these numbers. Its profit plummeted 43% during the most recent quarter as sales at its stores weakened, and the shares on that news this morning tumbled more than 13%, a two-year low on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. They're in trouble.
Yeah. And Ray Pritchard joining us from Dallas. Ray, you in town for a while, or you got to go back on the road?
Well, we're hitting the road, but coming in your direction. We'll be in Tupelo next week. In fact, I'll be, for once, in studio next Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, you'll be here with us.
Yes,
looking in person. Looking forward to that. By the way, some breaking news. There was a parade in Gulf Shores, Alabama. This happened in the last couple of hours for Mardi Gras, and evidently a car, according to Fox News, a car, quote, mowed into several members of a band, I guess a marching band. I don't know if it's a marching band, like a high school band or not, but it was a band set to march in the Mardi Gras parade there in Alabama. But anyway, the vehicle was a, quote, part of the parade, and witnesses told Fox 10 that it was a white van and was driven by an elderly man. So who knows? Could have, you know, sometimes the people, if they're really elderly people, they don't, I mean, let's just be honest here. Some of them shouldn't be driving because...
is a day of a lot of celebrations. Somebody could have been drinking too, right?
True.
This is a day when stuff like this happens.
But it doesn't appear to be Islamic terrorism like we've seen over in Europe.
No. Mm-hmm.
Getting these cars and going mowing down people in a parade, for example, or on a street fair. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. President of the United States, Donald Trump, will address the United States Congress tonight, a joint session. It's not really a State of the Union address, but it's similar to that, and he'll have a lot of things to say. I'm sure that'll be the talk of the town tonight and tomorrow. Will we have misbehavior by the Democrats sitting out in the seats? Will they, you know, will it sound like the British Parliament? You seen that, Ray?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. But I think it could be much beyond the British Parliament.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, they're
used
to that. That's kind of fun to watch if you've ever seen them in action. It's not like our. They're used to that. They get into the British Parliament. If you watch them on TV.
They say, to my right honorable friend, and then follow the most terrible insult you've ever heard.
Yeah, and they're yelling while the guy's.
That's right.
A guy could be talking, and they're just yelling over the top of him almost.
Right.
The funny thing is to see these speakers, they're unfazed by this. Of course, they're used to it.
Right.
But,
right.
But in the U.S., you know, we have more decorum than that.
Or we think we do.
Yeah, we're supposed to have more decorum, especially for a president speaking to a joint session of Congress. But we'll see what happens tonight. Now, there's some news involving Attorney General Jeff Sessions, right?
Yes, big important speech for him today. You know, we've been talking about the new sheriff in town at the White House. Well, there's a new sheriff at the Justice Department, and that's Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Today, he has a speech to the National Association of Attorneys General. And just listen, we know some excerpts from his speech. Just listen to the difference in attitude between Attorney General Jeff Sessions and what we have seen from the Justice Department in the last few years. In his speech, he's going to tell state law enforcement officials that a recent uptick in murders threatens to undo decades of progress. He pledged to put bad men behind bars. Listen to this quote from Attorney General Sessions. "We are diminished as a nation when any of our citizens fear for their life, when they leave their home, or when terrified parents put their children to sleep in bathtubs to keep them safe from stray bullets, or when entire neighborhoods are at the mercy of drug dealers, gangs, and other violent criminals." What he's saying, this is going to be one of the priorities. And in this speech, he warned of the ongoing problem of police officers in our country now who have been made to feel overly cautious for fear of being captured on viral videos. So he's going to be addressing these problems when he speaks to the National Association of Attorneys General today. And as I say, this is a big change. Past attorneys generals have used their appearances before their state counterparts to make policy pronouncements. In 2014, for instance, Eric Holder, then attorney general, said state attorneys general were not obligated to defend laws in their states banning same-sex marriage if the laws discriminate in any forbidden or in a way forbidden by the Constitution. So there's a difference. Attorney General at the time, Eric Holder, saying, "Hey, there's laws on the books. I don't want you guys enforcing them anymore." Here's Attorney General Jeff Sessions today going to say, "Yeah, we're going to get tough on crime, and we're going to start protecting these communities who need our protection." And I thought the mention in there about what's going on with our police officers, they feel intimidated. We know in Ferguson, we know in places like Baltimore, in places like Chicago, and we've talked to representatives of those police departments. There is no question that because they have been punished, many of them, for doing their jobs and accused of things they and eventually they're found not guilty of, that they're pulling back. And they're saying, "We're not going to go down there because somebody's going to accuse us of doing something wrong when we're just trying to do our jobs." And Attorney General Sessions apparently is going to address that today, and over his tenure is going to try to put some confidence back in our police departments.
You know, Fred, we've reached quite a strange point when the Attorney General can stand up and say, "I want to put bad men behind bars," and people think that's a strange statement.
Amazing.
I thought that was the job of the Justice Department. I mean, that's why we have police, to put bad men behind bars. Yeah. He says it 50 years ago or 60 years ago. Everybody would call him, "That's right. That's your job." Now that's considered a controversial statement.
Yeah.
And that's one thing President Trump said in this morning's interview with Fox and Friends, is he said, "You know, we haven't done a good job," talking about his administration, "communicating what's going on with immigration officers right now, because media outlets report that ICE agents are rounding up moms and families and deporting them." And he said that's not the case. He said everyone who is being arrested and deported, every illegal immigrant who's being arrested and deported, they have a criminal background, a criminal record. And so that's good that he clarified that. And it's finally good. And Ray, you're right. It's refreshing, but it's odd in a sense that we're right. Having federal agents enforce our immigration laws.
Yeah.
I'm worried about what Wendy's is going to do with their hamburgers, robots. Have y'all heard about
this? Yes. What? What?
Oh, no. Am I changing the subject?
Yeah, I think so. Just slightly.
Robots okay. At Wendy's?
Yeah. I saw,
are they legal citizens?
No, I think we
yes, do they have.
That yes. Was good, Walker.
Nice.
That was good. No, Wendy's is planning on putting in 1,000 self-ordering kiosks. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are 16% of its locations nationwide, they're going to put in these self-ordering kiosks. So I don't know. I guess you just walk in. And like you do at an airport, when you go get on a plane, you know, you get your they print out your ticket. I guess they're just going to, your orders, you're going to self, you know, do your order.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to the kitchen and they make the hamburger and it's ready for you when you walk up.
You know, I think this is brilliant. Not because robots are going to take humans' jobs. That's not smart. But no one, how can you mess up an order? If your order's messed up, it's either you typing it in the computer,
right,
or the fellow, or soon to be robot, putting your
soon
hamburger
to be
together,
robot, right, putting the hamburger
back,
together,
didn't
right.
read your order correctly.
Well, this part of this is a blowback from the they're saying from the minimum wage.
Absolutely,
sure,
absolutely.
A lot of cities and states are raising the minimum wage to the place where it's unsustainable for businesses to employ a lot of people at. And so they're having to come up with creative ways to cut costs, to your point, Walker.
This was predicted.
Right.
This was predicted. Particularly in the fast food industry, the prediction was, hey, listen, we cannot afford to pay people $15 an hour. And we're going to have to raise the price of our burgers. Now, you can imagine getting a hamburger, but we're going to charge you $10 for that burger. And so they said, we're going to have to find ways to cut our costs. Because we still have to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Profit is not a dirty word. That's why you go into the business, to make a living. And so they're saying these robots are going to save us a certain percentage of money so that we can keep our heads above water.
You know, this is backfiring.
Right.
The leftists think you want minimum wages, not until you start losing your job.
Right.
You know, the minimum wage theory, it sounds great on paper. Who doesn't want higher wages? But these companies can't afford just to jack up everybody's wages to an unsustainable
and still make
measure.
Money.
Right.
And Ray, another thing about this is Allison, my wife, and I were having a conversation about this the other day. I don't know where we get this idea that working at a fast food restaurant is supposed to provide you with a living wage. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's supposed to be an afternoon job, a weekend job. Mm-hmm. It might
college.
Be. Yeah, right. A way to get yourself through college, something like that. You're not supposed to. Most people, let's put it this way, most people aren't going to spend 40 years flipping burgers at McDonald's,
No, you're not going to be able to buy a house and get a car and pay the kids' college tuition flipping hamburgers.
Right.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with flipping hamburgers. I did it. Probably we all did here. I worked in several fast food restaurants when I was a kid and growing up and in college and so forth, but I'm just saying the idea that the mean old owner won't pay the burger flipper a living wage so he can pay for his kid's college tuition is just where we get this idea that that's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be an entry level job where you now some people don't have the college degree or don't have the experience or.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make it doing other things, though, so they go to work at the fast food restaurant, which is fine, but just don't expect that pay to ever get to the point where you can, you know, make $40,000 a year.
And most people that spend more than a couple years in fast food end up making their way into management, which is a good thing.
You're aspiring to move up. You make more money in management. Then maybe you can get enough money to buy your own franchise.
Yeah, you'll hardly ever run into a 25-year-old that's been at the cash register for 10 years.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. Either you move up or you find another job. But you're right. It is an entry-level job.
Yeah. You're listening. I never forget my experience at Burger King when I was like 16 years old.
Now, were you the one that putting together the Whoppers? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I did that. I did it all. Except for they wouldn't put me at the front counter.
They wanted you back of the store. Is that what you're saying?
They wanted me in the back of the store out of public view. They kept me there. Well, that kept all us teenage boys there.
Sure. That probably.
It was really a sexist environment. They put the cute girls.
That's exactly right.
The counter.
Nothing has changed.
And let
people.
The little.
I wonder why.
With the good personalities, they let them deal with the public. They put the teenage boys in the back. You know,
that's what I'd do if I owned a Chick-fil-A too. You know what?
Here's how you raise the minimum wage. Now, I'm kind of getting back on a serious point. I'm not going to bring up women and putting them at the front, but you
are boys.
Every time I go through McDonald's, Chick-fil-A is the only one that's really good at this. Anytime I go through a fast food chain, there's three people in line. It takes 20 minutes to get my hamburger, and then I get it wrong. So if you want to really raise wages,
you don't get it wrong. They get it wrong.
They get it wrong.
Be careful with mentioning franchises here. Let's just say you have had bad experiences at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, I'll be general.
Occasionally.
Unnamed. I've had bad experiences at fast food restaurants, very popular fast food restaurants. But they, if they would expedite the process, get people's orders right, have fresh food, and go through more customers in a more efficient pace, mm-hmm. then you could bring in more income. And possibly
raise Wendy's agrees with you. That's why they're bringing in those kiosks, right?
There you go. Yeah.
So you're going to walk in. You're going to walk in to a thousand of these. They're going to introduce this in 1,000 stores, and then probably be more. And you know the other fast food, mm-hmm. you know Burger King, McDonald's, and others are going to be doing the same thing to try to cut cost and make things more efficient. And you can't blame them if you're a management. But part of this is in reaction to, you know, the raising of the minimum wage to where stores say, hey, it's I hate to not hire a human being, but if I'm going to have to pay them this much, I'm going to have to go this other direction in order to make a profit.
People are going to walk. You know, I have this silly case in Washington State where in Seattle they're raising the wage to minimum wage to $15 an hour, which means the fast food restaurants there are going to have to pay their people that kind of wage. The only way they can make up the money is to raise prices. So you have a case where you have a fast food restaurant in downtown Seattle that may have to charge $9 for the burger. So what are the people going to do? They're just going to leave the city limits and go to that fast food same chain just outside the city limits where they're lower still prices. Selling the burger for $5.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody predicted this. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what everybody predicted who said, what are you doing? You're just out there. You're trying to win some votes with some folks who are out there protesting. We saw all the protests over minimum wage. You're just trying to win their votes because in reality, no sane person bought into the idea that you can start paying people $15-$20 an hour to flip burgers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Again, no disrespect. It's a good job. It's a great place to begin. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was designed to be. We were at a Chick-fil-A in Starkville, where Mississippi State was on the weekend. Pile of kids there working. They're mm-hmm. working their way through college.
Right.
This is the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And one was dressed up as a cow, so I'm not sure what they pay them, you know.
I bet he gets $15 an hour.
He probably does. Especially on the warm days, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
Dressed up like a cow. All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Fred, I wanted to give you an opportunity to plug onenewsnow.com. A lot of people are aware of that. That's our news service that you head up, onenewsnow.com. Mm-hmm. But we have a daily news brief.
That's right.
That we can send out via email,
mm-hmm.
right? And people can have a synopsis of the day's news, including the Christian news, right?
Absolutely. Go to onenewsnow.com, over on the right-hand side. You will see sign up there. Just click on that. We get your email address, and we will only send you one summary a day. We're not going to pester you, just one summary a day. And here's what you're going to get, folks. You're going to get the latest breaking news for whatever's happening around the world, whether it's in Israel or it's in Washington. We're also going to have our team of reporters who are responding to things that affect the Christians in particular, of interest to Christians in particular, the pro-life issue. We have a full-time guy, Charlie Butts, one of our reporters. Charlie has been in the business for years and years and years. He knows the pro-life movement in and out. He does stories from that Christian perspective with regards mm-hmm. to pro-life. Folks, you won't find this anywhere else. I like Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good news service. But you're not going to find news from a Christian perspective
mm-hmm.
all over the front page of Fox News.
Right.
I'm thankful Todd Starnes works there. He'll give you news from a Christian perspective. For the most part, they're secular in their treatment of issues that are important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So go there. I was looking at our video count this morning for the month of February. Absolutely incredible. We have videos there. You can go and watch President Trump make speeches, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We had over 59,000 hits on those videos in the month of February. I think what's happening, Tim, it kind of goes along with what you were saying a moment ago with the increase in interest in your tours to Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. I think there's tremendous interest building in the Christian mm-hmm. community, some optimism. some encouragement that the country is turning around. And that's the story that we're telling or are endeavoring to do each day with OneNewsNow.com.
Had Hillary Clinton won president, I think we'd had to have some kind of medication to hand out to our listeners. You know, probably, it'd been one depressing day after another one, pretty much. Can you imagine doing live talk radio knowing your country's over?
I mean, that's right.
eight years of President Obama were tough. I mean, it was hard to bring. Yeah. How do you bring good news out of policies that we disagree with?
Mm-hmm. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. There's new. It's not going to be perfect, but there's a new day, and there's new hope, and there's new energy among pro-family groups and Christian conservatives, and so we have a right to be optimistic about so many things. We got 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes left here. I just want to know from you, Ray. I'm reading about this company that's going to take people around the moon.
Right.
A trip. Okay. SpaceX, that's the name of the company, will fly two private citizens on a trip around the moon in 2018.
How much are they charging?
let me see here. The private, I don't know, maybe they're just doing it for advertising. Would you go? If they offered you a free trip around the moon, would you go?
Okay, yeah. If somebody paid my way and they gave me frequent flyer miles, just think how many frequent flyer miles you would get for going to the moon and back.
Ray, I won't even ride a roller coaster. There's no way.
You're not getting on that ship? A free trip around the moon, you're not getting on there?
No.
No.
I'm perfectly happy looking at the full moon right from Earth.
I'm being serious about this. They're going to take two private people, this company. They're going to go on a long loop around the moon. They're saying it would skim the surface of the moon. I don't know. It seems like to me you could get this right at Disney World with a lot less...
A lot less trouble.
But they're going to be going to the moon. Seriously, this is going to be amazing. I don't know. You know, they're saying that down the road we'll have trips to they'll have communities on the moon or on planets.
Well, here's what I'm going to do while they're doing that.
Okay, you do.
I'm going to sit in my recliner at my house.
Okay.
In my safe space, and I'm going to eat popcorn and watch them.
Watch them go around the moon?
Yeah.
That's right.
I would consider it as long as it's not during football season. if it's not during – I will give it a little green
football field from outer space.
I don't know, but they are going to take two people around the moon
on
a trip, a private citizen. You knew this day was coming. We've been hearing about it. Well, it's going to be here in the year 2000. 18. Okay, NASA currently pays about $80 million per seat on a three-person Russian, I don't know how you pronounce this vehicle. What is that, Fred? Soyuz. It's the first commercial crew contract. Anyway, yada, yada, yada.
We're paying the Russians $80 million?
Well, yeah,
and then on their spacecraft,
and then in turn they impact our elections. This is
we have sanctions.
They're winning both ways.
Yes,
I guess
this is part of the deal we got with the Russians and Vladimir Putin.
We need to renegotiate this deal.
I bet you Donald Trump is looking at that contract. He's looking at that contract.
That's right.
Trump's going to say, "We'll loosen up the sanctions, give us a free ride to the moon,
right?
And we'll be even."
Right. Hit the reset button. All right. All right, we are out of time, and we want to thank you for yours. The Bible teaching program of Dr. Alistair Begg. He is a doctor, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Right, Dr. Alistair Begg is straight ahead. We want you to benefit spiritually from his Bible teaching, and then the news, and then Janet Mefford, and on with your day here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. Folks, we shall see you back here tomorrow. Take care.